Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Randle into Edwards. 7 seconds in the backcourt. Payton right in front of him. Edwards at midcourt. Crossover dribble. Deep three in front of the logo. Good at the buzzer by Anthony Edwards. What a shot. There are two Warrior defenders there. He's got 14 at the break. And what a first half this has been.
The audacity.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Anthony Edwards then scored 16 in the third.
Yikes.
And he finished with 30, and the Warriors got beat 117-110. Lone bright spot, Jonathan Kuminga got to the line a bunch, was one of the few guys who was consistently scoring, and he didn't have a lot of help, and that includes Jimmy Butler. And when Jonathan Kuminga's carrying your offense, no shade at Jonathan Kuminga, but chances are it's going to be a tough night because, you know, he hasn't developed into the type of player yet where he's going to spread the ball around, get his, but I don't want to come down his road. He might have been the best Warrior last night.
But, Stani, let me ask you again. I said that early. He's put together a few games, and I get it. It's not just his fault that the team hasn't won in games that he's played. But it's obvious to me when Steph's not on the court, I think there is something to Kuminga being the better version of himself. But he played 30 minutes. A little trivia here. How many rebounds do you think he collected?
He got none.
Wow.
He got zero.
Yeah.
And he got one assist. But I don't know that tonight's – or today – I mean, he was probably their best player last night.
What? No, probably.
So, he wasn't the issue.
They couldn't shoot it well at all. 8 of 27, you talked about it, 29% from deep. That's not going to get it done. And Minnesota's getting anything they want.
Here's the way – I always try to look at it from the other side. You know, I think Warrior fans, and you were saying, you know, game three was the game to get. If they would have gotten that, you know, it'd be 2-2. But here's the way I look at it. You take out the first half of game one.
Okay, when they were awful.
This series has been absolutely controlled by the Timberwolves. If you take out the first half of game one, they've been running the Warriors out of the gym.
I have nothing for you, and that's why they're up 3-1.
So, there. And the other thing is, Pods didn't help you. I don't know what was going on with Butler. You know, we kept
nine
thinking
shots after 26 shots in game three.
You know, this, I don't know what to tell you about Jimmy Butler, to be honest. Let's go to Kevin in Pleasanton to get us started. What's going on, Kevin? How are you?
Gentlemen. So you know how when a rapper back in the day used to drop bars?
Okay.
And we'd go, ooh, did you hear that bar?
Yeah.
Steiny dropped a bomb in his opening monologue.
Okay, what did he say? Which one was it?
I can't remember now. Y'all had me on hold too long.
Oh, but man.
Kevin.
If it was the bomb, Kevin, you would remember. Kevin, come on.
Kevin, was it this? Because they're not stars.
Steiny. It was a sentence. It wasn't just a no. Oh. It was.
All right.
But listen. Anyway, my point is, and Steiny, the way you start off the monologue was so cool that only true basketball coaches got
remember.
It.
Yeah, okay? I got it.
And then check this out. And then Goo, when you said Kuminga, that's like catnip, man. That's like. You know Steiny going to go crazy with Kuminga, man.
It's not about Steiny. It's about Kuminga playing his ass off, and we got to give him props. That's all. He could have folded up the tent
and
went home. He's balling. He's damn near better than any of the players not named Steph, Dre, or Butler. So let's just, whatever's going on, I believe the kid was done wrong. The dude can play. So forget what Steiny's talking about. The dude can play.
Yes. Exactly, Goo. That's what I'm talking about. So, the Thundercats, it wasn't their fault last night. It was the lion that runs it.
Oh.
Okay? Steve, I told you guys before when I call in, Steve's a diva. He earned it. So he ain't going to change. He said Jason Tatum in front of the whole world and didn't care. So what I am saying is, Steve came out at the third quarter, Goo, when you mentioned about what was happening towards the end of the half.
Yeah.
That same lineup should have came back out the third quarter.
Yeah, I thought
that
so, too.
That game should have been played like game seven.
Yeah.
That's how that game should have been played. It's like racehorses. You get them lathered up. If the racehorses enters and they're dry, they're not going to have a good race. Kuminga was lathered. Even Mooney was lathered. Right? I mean, they was lathered up. Let them boys come back out and just try to keep it. He ran a zone. Why did Steve come back with that weird lineup and start going back to man-to-man? They got killed. So Steiny's correct. The talent pool that's there doesn't keep with everybody else, but Steve put a band-aid on it, put us in that zone, but then he tweaked it off, he tricked it off second half with the lineup. So, guys, it ain't the Thunder. Steiny, you're right, the talent level. Goo, you are 1,000,000% correct. But I'm sorry, bro. It's the lion that tricked it off.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Just for the sake of getting it right, Kuminga didn't start the second half,
right?
And the Warriors were up two, and he came in after 3 minutes and 15 seconds. He came in at the 8:45 mark of the third.
What were they? What was it then? What was the score then?
It was a 2-point game.
Oh, still okay.
So.
Yeah, that was the quarter where that was the game. Minnesota went off.
Yeah, from that point on, they went off. 888-957-9570 is the number. And game five tomorrow night in Minnesota, and the Warriors got to try to scratch and claw and do everything they can to get a victory and to somehow push this series to game six.
Where's your confidence level, Steiny?
In the Warriors?
Yeah, in the Warriors.
I don't have much because they're missing Steph Curry and they're playing a really good team.
And why I don't have much is they can go 12 rounds, but I feel like for whatever reason, even with the clunky offense per se, Steiny, they'll just run out of gas. That's what my fear is. Like, they've shown us they can go, but they just seem to run out of gas. And Butler, 9 shots, Steiny, that was disappointing. But again, if you're sick, you're sick, and you were out there, but the bottom line is I would have liked for Kuminga, even if it didn't work in the third quarter where it got away, like, man, Kerr, he's showing you something. Why not even wait 3 minutes? But that was the game. And I'm not saying that decision was the game, but man.
I mean, like that, and I don't really want to do this, but 68.
Give it to him.
78, 88, 98, 29. You know, I mean.
I'm like, what are those?
I mean, after Kuminga came in, that lineup got hammered in the middle points of the third quarter.
And I guess, Steiny, you just tell me what you think. Watching this offense and watching guys look like they have no counter for the counter, there is an art in being able to create and make your own shot. And it's becoming abundantly clear that the Warriors don't have a lot of those guys. And guys that I thought could do that, okay, now I'm seeing. But Kuminga can do that. Not that he's going to make every one. So when he has the ball, again, Stoney, I'm not saying the kid's perfect, but 13 to hoist up 13 shots against that defense when all your teammates seem to just be having a problem doing it, to me is like that warrants, man, we'll just ride you. We'll ride you. And I know he played 30 minutes. He had to get a breather. But that's a problem for this Warrior team, Stoney, is shot creation.
It's one of the problems.
Yeah.
Size is another one of their problems. Lack of athleticism is also getting them right now. Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland.
Our man, how's he feeling?
Big Smooth? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Down 3-1, Smooth.
Hey, yep. Hey, man, listen, bro. It's only 8 teams left in this tournament, man. We're fortunate to be one of those 8. We're fortunate. Mm. Listen, I think Warrior fan base is starting to realize how great Steph Curry is. It's not just a guy who just got hurt, pulled a hammy. This is a guy who is, you know, when James Hart said he was a system. No, James, this is what a system is. Mm. It's the guy who is literally your system. Dude, he's apparently he's the only one on the team that can hit an open jump shot. Apparently, folks can't hit wide open jump shots. And I want to say this. This summer, I don't want to see one IG post of people hitting jump shots in the lab. Forget that.
This
is no good. I don't want to see one post because if you can do it in a game when you're wide open, that's all I care about. You're going to show. I guarantee you, you're going to see posts from everybody hitting 10, 12 in a row, and we're going to say, oh, he's working on his game. If you can't do it now, gentlemen, it doesn't matter. There are players that can do this now. And there are players that can't. We're starting to see who can and who can't. And listen, Boston lost their best player. I still give them a chance.
I do, too.
They got a better team. Dude, we got a 6'6 center. We're playing against Rudy Gobert, who just destroyed the Lakers. I think even in Draymond, I think we're diminishing what he's doing because Rudy has not had a monster game like he did against the Lakers. But the result of this is everybody else has a jailbreak for everybody else, man. We don't have the personnel. And if we get a win, it's because the T-Wolves didn't bring it. And they're capable of doing that. I'm just saying, don't slip up and not bring it one game. I don't, you know, at this point, I know this is eating Steph up. Because I do believe this, guys. When this thing started, I believe that we could have beat this team. And it may have came down to 7, but there's no way we're beating this team right now. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Thanks, Big Smooth. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, Stoney, I know you could be like, Guru, what good is that to think like Big Smooth? Because we'll never know. But it's the gravity, you know, in regard to Steph Curry. I do feel like, you know, these games playing out like they have. Had you had this chef, you know, who knows? But where's that going to get you today when you're staring down the barrel 3-1? I'm not giving any roses to Draymond Green about Rudy Gobert because the Bear has been Julius Randle, and he looks like Fats Domino on a pool table using the square on the backboard the way he was yesterday and nobody being able to stop him. Stoney, Draymond Green cannot check Julius Randle, and he's younger, stronger, and faster.
There have always been a few guys that give Draymond a little bit of trouble, and it's usually guys that have size on him but that are also skilled. Because Draymond thrives defensively when he's guarding a bigger guy who doesn't have a lot of skill. Then Draymond takes advantage of a guy like that. You know, guys like, I remember Boris Diaw was a guy that he had trouble with. And, you know, Randall's a tricky cover for him too. And even Şengün had some success against Draymond Green.
He could kind of move Şengün at times, Donnie, with his legs, you know, get him off his spots. He can't do that with Randall.
No. And, you know, he's still 6'6". I mean, he's 6'6". Let's go to Marco in Gilroy. Hey, Marco, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Going well, man.
Hey, man, I just wanted to tap on something that I noticed. I had to watch like an ESPN3 broadcast because I wasn't getting on HBO. And I heard Draymond just heckling the ref, like, so hard. Like, you can really hear everything he's going at the ref, saying this. I don't really want to get you guys in trouble, but he was just calling the Evan foul. Like, he was getting in his face. And this is the first time I ever really realized that I think there is an effect on Draymond. Like, I think there is, like, something going on with the refs to where he does get a little bit more leeway than a lot of players in the league. Like, name another player who could just cuss blatantly at a ref, and he's already teetering with the technical fouls, and I just think he doesn't care anymore. And I think that he's trying his best, but he can't do it all alone, you know. Pod's, like, sub-average. You know, he's not doing good. Moody, I didn't even see him the whole game. And it looked like they're relying on Kuminga. I've always been not in Kuminga's corner. Like, I don't think he has enough for the team to, like, really be the next coming. But Draymond literally stopped the whole play before the second half ended. He just stopped the whole play. He was looking for Kuminga. Where you at? Where you at? Come over here. Come get the ball. Boom. He got the ball. And it's like he's centering the team around him. It's like, that's what we're coming to without Curry, is Kuminga. And I didn't like Kuminga, but it looked like a coming out party. So that's all I got, guys.
Thanks for the call, Marco. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I just watched too intently, Stoney. It is what it is, and, you know, I'm not here. We got a game. It's not over, but just how are you going to muster up enough offense and get timely stops on two dudes, one who's a superstar in Anthony Edwards, and the other one's a damn good star playing like an all-star in this series, Julius Randle. I just don't know.
The one thing that Butler is really struggling with, and we talked about what he did in Miami, taking two teams to the finals. Those teams had shooters.
Yes, they did.
Those teams had shooters, and this team does not have shooting. And when you take Steph Curry off the floor, it becomes very apparent. Again, last night, 8 for 27 from three-point range. So not only are they not getting as many threes as they got in the regular season, I think they averaged 42 a game in the regular season.
Yes, they did.
And not only
second most to Boston.
Not only are they not getting threes, they're not making them when they're getting them anyway. So, you know, it's hard to win in the NBA that way.
They're taking 18 fewer than Minnesota from deep in this series, Donnie, mm-hmm. and making 11 fewer. Just think about that. That's a lot of chicken.
And that's to me, half and half. It's the Warrior players, but it's Minnesota's defense.
Yeah.
When Rudy Gobert can just sit back there and wait for one of the perimeter guys to get beaten so he can help, like the Warriors don't really have much going for them offensively except isolation, because their threes are pretty contested.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
Air balls from deep.
Yeah, it's hard to convert with Gobert in there, and, you know, Butler trying to finish on him, Kuminga trying to finish on him. Although Kuminga had a couple nice finishes over Gobert, but they were the exception rather than the rule.
Yeah, and they again, Stoney, I know we watch different, just like Saturday night, but it was further down the road and closer to victory for the Warriors. You're watching this game, and everything you said, I saw, I've seen, we've witnessed, but yet the Warriors had the lead at half. Then you're thinking, okay, this can go two ways, duh. You can win or lose, but I just feel like the cream rises to the top, and the Warriors don't have the luxury of having Ant-Man and a banger that can, like a Julius Randle, that can just control the paint. And I call what Randle scores in the paint, besides 4 from 8 from deep, Stoney, body punches. And body punches wear you out, and they pay dividends later on. And that's what we saw yesterday, and an explosion for Minnesota. Now you go home feeling like, if you're Minnesota, we got them right where we want them.
I mean, you know, the one thing I
– You were there.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I thought coming into this game as it related to Julius Randle and then to a lesser degree DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
So – I'm watching the game before the Warriors game, and the Knicks beat the Celtics.
Yeah, Tatum got hurt.
Yeah, so the Knicks are up 3-1, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'll bet you Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo really want this game tonight. Because everybody's back in New York saying, look at this trade we made.
Hadn't even thought about it.
Look at this trade we made for Karl Anthony Towns, and we're one game from the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, now the Timberwolves can say we're one game from the Western Conference Finals.
Hadn't even thought about it.
Julius Randle with 31. He did miss a free throw last night, though. I believe his first miss of the series.
Yeah, he stinks.
How good is he? The dude can hit it from deep. Prison ball bully. Fade away. Boy, that is a bull.
You know what I do remember?
That's a
bull. And I'm not saying everybody was wrong at the time, because it's not easy.
Uh-oh.
But whenever Julius Randle's name had come up over the last 3 years.
You're talking to me.
No, everybody. Hey, what do you think about Julius Randle for the what? No. No chance. No. He's not our he doesn't fit the
system. He was a black hole in New York, Steiny. Okay.
I mean, you can't say before this season that he was playing this kind of defense that he's displayed, both against the Warriors as well as the Lakers. Yeah.
No, I know. It's coaching.
Okay. It's coaching. By the way.
Yeah, go ahead, Evan. I was going to – you tell him you were there. I saw the video.
Yeah, I only sent this to Guru, and I sent it to the boss this morning because he thought it was funny. But Steiny was there for pregame availability yesterday, and we're walking around, and he pops into Chris Finch's pregame presser.
Oh.
And – he was standing at the back of the room, grinning ear to ear like a proud papa.
Please.
And I got a video of him. You couldn't contain yourself.
Dude, it looked like it was better than his kid's graduation. I said, look at that joy. Steiny, you seen the video. You were in a zone. You were happy.
No, I was.
Happy
I was,
people.
I was working.
Yep.
I was working. So when I work, I tend to listen.
But there was a pleasure and a joy of seeing your guy. That's all.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You don't know what I'm feeling and what I'm not feeling.
I've got a guy with rings.
I ache for the Warriors and for the station.
No doubt.
If they get knocked out in this round. It sucks for Steph Curry that he doesn't get to play in this series.
But
it would be different. And there's no doubt this series would be different without with Steph Curry. But,
I lied.
But, I mean, injuries are just part of
the postseason. So what are you
going
to do to savor the fine china that Steph is moving? I know today's not the day. But those are my – remember that those shows that I did? The future. I love it. Now I don't know. I'm asking, can I have the ring back?
No.
Like, Steiny, you can't rely on Steph when he does come back next year to get you to this jump. We need some Thundercats, some new ones. Look around the playoffs. Minnesota has Thundercats.
Well, look, if you've been
– OKC has Thundercats.
You've been an advocate of building around Steph Curry.
You need some help now.
Well, where are you going to get it? Curry makes $100 million. Curry makes $60-something million, and now Butler makes $60-something million. Let me guess. Warriors going to try to offload Jimmy Butler? I don't know. Would you want Jimmy Butler if you were another team?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't.
Oh, Snotty, he's still attractive. Come on. Are you really saying?
Well, then why?
I mean, he's hurt his tailbone. When you're older, as we know, Stoddy, things linger. There's no way he's all the way back. And I felt like Saturday's game, in regard to just his effort and everything that he spent, that was two games worth. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not even coming down. We can't say this is just him. He's ailing, man.
What?
No excuse.
What did you, and I'm asking Warrior fans this, what did you expect with Butler and Steph Curry, who everyone acknowledged played very tough games for a month before the playoffs even started? Did you expect them to get stronger as the playoffs went on? I mean, it was obvious that, first of all, they had injury, which...
Bad luck.
Steph Curry got hurt because of his age.
Okay, Jason Tatum, Stoney.
Right.
Things happen. He's not the versatility. He's got that on his side. Okay. But
what about
using
Butler
him.
Getting hurt? What about Butler not doing much?
Stoney, wasn't that a? I got you.
Okay,
on that.
So that's fine.
But the injury in itself was a fluke injury, right?
So
it wasn't an age injury. He fell on his tailbone.
Okay, so then run it back.
Oh,
they'll
okay.
play 80 next year,
we'll get
stronger.
But I'm
in
not
the postseason.
There. That's where I'm coming up with. I don't know where Thundercats came from, but that's where I'm at. No, I think some guys are showing you that might not be the way to go. But again, what can you do?
It's too late now. It's too late. Memorial Day weekend almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment necessary. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.